Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Awareness Partners.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Well, this game had the look of going down to the wire and then some. Badgers led by a point with about 12 minutes left in the game, and Iowa just, you know, hanging around, but the Badgers were able to break it open and end up winning by 11 points tonight, Brian, 83-72 over the Hawkeyes, and getting a fair amount of balance in there as well. Tyler Wall doing his thing, Stephen Crowell, 14 points, 13 rebounds, AJ Storr, 16, Max Klesman, 15. That's pretty good balance.
Yeah, I would say so. And you look at just the way that they did it, it was balance, yes. But this felt like this was going to be about a 10-point game even from the beginning. Now, they started slow. Mm-hmm. And I think they got behind the eight ball. And then at that point, when they finally got a tie, it was trying to figure out how they were going to make their run. And they locked in and did what Wisconsin has done all year long. They finally took care of that basketball a little bit, got the ball inside, and then from there they went with it.
They started missing a few free throws late, so the final free throw numbers, you know, maybe not as good as what it, when it really mattered, they knocked it down. They were 25 at 35. Iowa, a team that gets to the foul line a ton, but just 11-16 tonight.
Well, absolutely. And I think, you know, you look overall, two assists, only 13, which means Wisconsin made them isolation players. And that's really what we saw. We saw Iowa try to do a lot of things on their own. They don't. And they're seventh nationally with 19.7 assists.
Mm-hmm.
And you hold them to 13. To me, that tells you did exactly what you're supposed to do on the defensive end, and you made them individual players versus team.
According to our stat screen, Iowa 0.97 per possession. The Badgers won better than 1.1, so that formula continues to be pretty much foolproof, and the Badgers hit the numbers they needed to hit at both ends of the floor. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Your final tonight at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 83, Iowa 72. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up with Butchie's Breakdown. Stay with us. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers knock off the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight, 83-72, as Greg Gard's team improves to 10-3 overall, 2-0 in Big Ten play. The Hawkeyes now 0-3 in conference play, 8-6 overall. Time for Butchie's breakdown. What you got tonight, sir?
Well, I got to start with the big fellow first.
Of course you do.
Steven Crum with his third double-double of the season. And I thought the way that he played was fantastic. And then Tyler Wall, what he did as well, right? Both of those guys kind of set the tone. But then you look at points of the paint, outscored Iowa 36-42. Here's the kicker. Talking about a little bit earlier, but fast break points. Wisconsin, 15. Mm-hmm. Iowa, 13. I think overall, to me, that was, when you look at this game, how it was won. I thought the bigs took care of what they needed to inside. That's the way this team goes. And then they have followed the assignment. And I think that, I think that's the biggest thing that you look at, fast break points. Iowa wants to get out. They want to run. Wisconsin didn't allow.
And they were able to get those run outs off of those turnovers, the points off turnovers, 24-14. Some spectacular highlight reel type plays involved there too. But they were getting a lot done off of those Iowa miscues.
They were. And again, you know, Chucky, you look at the numbers and it doesn't shock you, right? You go, oh, my goodness. No, again, he was – 4 points, 2 assists, right? Like, I look at it that way.
Yeah.
But
it's like you got to watch the game, right?
But his impact was so good. You could also say that about Kamari McGee.
Mm-hmm.
When he came in the first half, I thought his energy really was a jolt that this team needed. But, again, it goes back to following the game plan and exactly what you need to do. They did that.
Yeah, Kamari McGee. I thought Carter Gilmore, too, gave him
absolutely
a little
in the second half.
Well.
Yes,
yeah,
for sure. No question about it.
Yeah, 3 points, 3 boards for Gilly, and he went 3 for 4. At the foul line. Wisconsin wins 83-72 over the Iowa Hawkeyes. As we continue, we'll check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard back in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at wiscaregivercdcp.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
As a farmer, you make a lot of important decisions that impact the profitability of your operation. When considering your crop insurance options for the next growing season, turn to Ag Country Farm Credit Services. The insurance team at Ag Country knows agriculture, and they'll work to personalize a multi-peril crop insurance policy to fit your needs and protect your bottom line. Contact Ag Country today to get started. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you.
Scoreboard here, a Nissan scoreboard, as Purdue was able to take down Maryland in College Park 67-53. Ho-hum, Zach Edey, 23-12. Pretty much what he averages, isn't it? 23 points, 12 rebounds, just, something like that?
It's crazy.
Bear Young did what he could, 26 points, but no one else. I'm looking at the stats right now. No one else in double figures for the Terps.
No, and you look at that, though, to hold Purdue to 67, you think, okay, you have a chance. But just Maryland scoring the basketball right now, 19 points in the first half.
Yep.
I mean, that's going to put you behind the eight ball no matter what you do, and that's exactly what that was as far as that game played out as we were able to kind of watch a little bit on our phones.
Yeah, they missed two-thirds of their shots, did the Terrapins in this game, and even worse from the three-point line, just 5 of 22.
That's not good, is it?
No. According
again, I'm not the smartest one around, but yeah, I know that's not great.
Still, my analytics crew has come up with in their results.
Do we have an analytics crew?
No, I just made it up.
I think we got to put that all out there. We have an analytics crew. We're working on it.
Yeah, we don't pay well, but you'll get our everlasting gratitude. That's right. Northwestern and Illinois just getting underway, and Illinois with the first 7 points of that game. They're just 2 minutes into that game.
What a response there, right? You've got some, I don't want to say turmoil, but there's some changing things going on in Illinois right now that they're, everyone's trying to work through, and you still have to go play basketball games and, to get out to that start. Great start.
You got two Big Ten games tomorrow. Rutgers will be playing at Ohio State, and game that we'll be paying a bit of attention to. Nebraska gets the home floor against Indiana. That's a really intriguing matchup. The Badgers will see the Huskers here on Saturday. Fred Hoiberg's team 11-2, and Indiana 10-3. It's been a little bit more up and down. They played Kansas really, really well until the end.
And then you look at what happened with Nebraska. They played North Dakota. North Dakota had that team on the ropes there for a while, and then it just didn't find a way to get it done. Nebraska was able to get that done. Now, a couple of injuries that you got to keep aware of for Nebraska as well, as they're losing their center right now, who came back and practiced and got a little bit of contact. So we'll see if he goes tomorrow. That's the big thing Badgers fans should watch that for.
All right. That's a 1:15 tip on Saturday. So we get the extra long pregame show. We'll start at noon. Just more time of us.
What I don't think anybody asked for that. Yeah,
no, I didn't. Yeah.
I don't think anyone said, for 2024, I want more of LePay and Butch. I don't know. Now LePay and Tausch, maybe that was
it.
But nobody said LePay and Butch, we would need more of them.
I was just going to say Butchie, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Or maybe it's the gift that keeps on getting returned. Maybe that's what it is. Consider us your post-Christmas lump of coal. Yeah. Wisconsin 83, Iowa 72. Your final coming up next to our call of the game. As the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Gear up for your winter adventures with Gates Sportline Recreational Belts. The belts specifically designed for snowmobiles, RVs, and all-terrain vehicles. Gates Power Sports Belts are built for the cold. So stop by your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store today and ask our expert staff to help you. Choose top-quality Gates Power Sports Belts and conquer the cold this winter. Only from your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts stores. And thank you for shopping locally. Service is the difference. We get it.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A 3-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
We continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers knock off Iowa tonight, 83-72. We are joined courtside by head coach Greg Gard. Well, I mean, the obvious question we talked about in the pregame, it's been a minute since you guys played December 22nd. And I don't know, maybe it showed early, but you guys have answers. I mean, this team, if someone hits you early, it seems like you guys are really good at being able to respond from that.
Yeah, I thought, you know, maybe the layoff did have something. You try to play it in to your advantage. You know, you like a little time down, but maybe not, you know, that much time down, specifically coming back to play this, you know, when it was a track meet or they're trying to make it a track meet. So, you know, I never felt, as I told you, you're off the air, I never felt comfortable with where we were defensively, even though the numbers in the first half, we had them under a point per possession, but it didn't feel like it. You know, and some of that's obviously a credit to Iowa, and some of it's, you know, we got some fouls that I thought were unnecessary. They gave them some baskets. We bailed them out of some, put them at the line. But I thought in the second half we settled down a little bit more, played more consistently in the paint, and didn't get as – we weren't as maybe frantic if they sent help or a double team. We made better plays for the most part and obviously finished. And then, you know, you shoot, you know, 26 free throws in the second half. That's big.
Before I ask you about how the bigs played, because I'm going to ask you.
Right.
I mean,
of course.
Why would I
you're
not?
Big.
Why would I not? I do want to talk about Kamari McGee and what he kind of energy he brought in that first half.
He did.
It was one of those situations where it just seemed like you needed something.
It did. And I wanted to get Chucky in and out. I was going to have him on a, you know, kind of a intentional rotation early because he hasn't, you know, he's been out for a while and hasn't practiced full other than yesterday. So I thought from a win standpoint and just how he responded to that, but he said he was fine after the first couple times. Just I thought it would be a little shock to him early with going that hard up and down. But Kamari did give us some great boost, extended some possessions, got some steals there, you know, got to the rim, you know, a lot of good things. He'd been practicing well, you know, and you know, I think that shows when you practice well, and he's been getting more reps because Chucky's been in the rehab, you know, the department, and so it's helped him, and we needed him tonight, obviously, with wanting to spell Chucky, but then also Chucky with two fouls.
So you want to just go ahead and ask about the
bigs? Yeah, I was going to follow that up. So talk about the play of your bigs, though. You look at what Big Steve has done, and Tyler's super efficient. That's the performance you need. You know that's the formula. If you've watched Wisconsin basketball, you know that's what it is. Talk about what they did so well tonight.
Well, I mean, once we got the ball in the paint, they were much more efficient. Obviously, Steve's rebounding was terrific. Tyler gets, you know, 19 points on 6 shots, which obviously the foul line, getting there 13 times, was big. You know, I thought Carter Gilmore gave us a huge boost in the second half with a couple offensive rebounds and got to the free throw line. And, you know, every guy that comes in has been able to find something to contribute with, and John's done that at times. Nolan Winter, I thought, did some things after he, you know, figured out how to guard the post a little bit better, was better in the second half. And I got two guys or three guys on the bench that I want to be getting the game, and Connor and Marcus and even Isaac Lindsay has been practicing really well. And Connor and Marcus have been practicing really well, and I just, like I said, from my standpoint, I never felt comfortable with where we were defensively. And that's, unfortunately, as I told them, that's the decision has to come to me, and it's nothing they haven't been doing or have been doing. They've been really good. Connor's practicing much better. Marcus has been really good in practice, and I just got to continue to, that's the blessing and the curse, I told them, is having a really deep team. I got to find, the game needs to be longer. I need more than 200 minutes to get guys
in a 48-minute NBA type of game.
With this one, you end it, though, Coach. You get a win. You know, the more minutes you know, yeah, what might happen with this one.
No, they didn't change the score, right? They just shut the board off.
Score,
I mean, we knew Iowa could score. They could really score. And you just got to make sure you don't fall into that trap of playing a pickup game. It can't become a game, you know, like Brian used to star over at the Surf, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those where defense was optional. It couldn't be one of those.
That's the only place defense was optional I played.
Nothing like Big Ten basketball, right? This place was pretty close to full. I mean, really close to full. A lot of energy in the building.
Yeah.
Here
we are. We're back in it. As I told the team, you know, a couple days ago or maybe 4 or 5 days ago when we came back, you know, the lightweights and the cupcakes are done. No more dessert. It's all heavyweight and grown men coming at us now. So buckle up, tighten and lace them a little tighter, and here we go.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, congrats on the win tonight. We'll see
you
Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us courtside as Wisconsin defeats Iowa 83-72. Back with more in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
As a farmer, you make a lot of important decisions that impact the profitability of your operation. When considering your crop insurance options for the next growing season, turn to Ag Country Farm Credit Services. The insurance team at Ag Country knows agriculture, and they'll work to personalize a multi-peril crop insurance policy to fit your needs and protect your bottom line. Contact Ag Country today to get started. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
Points off turnovers, 24-14. Badgers had an edge, and speaking of in the fast break points, 15-13 in favor of Wisconsin. Not sure many people would have thought that would be the case, but it leads us to our call of the game. Hepford gliding offensive end. Leaves it for Perkins, top of the circle. Around a Freeman screen, poked away. Hepford, now Klusman has it. Lead feed Chucky to the rim and tried to lob it off the glass. Stone catches and sends it down hard. Oh, yes, sir. Chucky to AJ. 8-point lead, Wisconsin. Klusman a steal. Ahead it goes to Hepburn. Chucky again up. Got it! Count it! And one! The joint is jumping. The lead is 10 for the home team. Badgers led by as many as 13. They win the game by 11. And now 2-0 and 10-3 overall. We talked about the non-conference schedule, and they played some really big opponents. The other didn't play well at Providence, and Arizona was really rolling at the time. They've taken a few bumps here lately, which that's been kind of interesting. But this team is really playing well, and, you know, I mean, they keep doing this. More and more people are going to start saying, you know, Purdue's the favorite in the Big Ten and all that, and we get that. But it's so early. I get it. But these guys, they're showing that they have answers when things look a little choppy at times. They've got some depth. Greg Gard said, you got some pieces, and, you know, sometimes you would love to get guys in, but it's just not the game to do it. The next game might very well be the game for some of those guys.
Absolutely, and I think part of that is this isn't November. I mean, we saw Coach Gard try to get some guys in against Tennessee, and, you know, you're up on the other side of that versus now you're in Big Ten Conference, you know, time. This is – you've got to win. You can't lose a game – because I don't know how many Purdue's going to lose.
Yeah,
right?
Probably not many.
You can't tinker a whole lot if you're going to get a Big Ten championship here. And I think, again, you talked about it, people are starting to notice.
I'd rather they not.
I'm right there with you. However, your play is going to speak volumes. So.
Yeah. No, that's the thing about this league. Everybody gets humbled at some point, and, you know, Purdue's already lost a league.
They've
game,
lost one, right?
Right?
So, like,
yeah.
Exactly.
So no, it's going to be a fun ride. It always is. Good to get back into Big Ten basketball as Wisconsin wins it here tonight,
83-72 over the Iowa Hawkeyes. That'll do it for us. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Sam Uptergrove back in our network studio, this is Matt LePay reminding you to join us on Saturday afternoon as the Badgers host Nebraska. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
So I mostly knew what I was getting myself into. I've worked in other restaurants around town before, and I've helped start a couple other ones. But taking over definitely is a bonus because you've got the built-in client base and you've got everything already set up. You don't have to do the build-out and stuff on your own.
That sounds good. So what else on your menu, Jeff, could you recommend? We got about a minute left. What could you recommend to people?
Sure. Right now, one of the biggest ones that I keep hearing people raving about is our pork chop. We've got a 13-ounce bone-in pork chop on the menu that's been a big hit. Otherwise, we're pretty notorious for our Hungarian goulash, which is another one that the original guys came up with that I think was an old family recipe. Another big one right now is we've got a vegan Reuben on the menu that just came out within the last year. We branch out so we can hit all the taste buds in the city.
Nice work. All right. Well, that sounds cool. So the restaurant is the Weary Traveler Freehouse. The burger on National Cheeseburger Day. We'll give a plug to the Bob's Bad Breath Burger. Am I saying that right, Jeff?
Yes, you are.
Bob's Bad Breath Burger. And I don't know, you know, this is just me, Jeff, but maybe hand out a breath mint when people leave. You know, you don't have to, it doesn't have to kill the whole evening just because you enjoyed a nice cheeseburger, right?
Yeah, for sure. Otherwise, just make sure your date has one too.
Exactly. I'll drop off some peppermints next time I'm in town. That's fantastic. Thanks so much for your time today, Jeff.
You bet, Pete. It's been nice talking to you. Thanks for calling.
You too, buddy. Happy New Year. Thanks.
Thank you as well. Bye-bye.
All right. So there you go. There's a local cheeseburger that's made, a lot of lists as the best cheeseburger in the state. I know the Capital, Madison.com had them at number 5 just a few years ago. And just for the name alone, you got to have guts to name something after bad breath. You got to have the confidence that people are still going to order it, even though you're naming it this name. So that is on my list to try is Bob's Bad Breath Burger. And I will bring some certs when I go. The cheeseburger. It's National Cheeseburger Day, folks. Celebrate with a burger. You know what I meant to ask him, Conrad, is what he eats, what he's watching, what he curls up to watch with a big burger in his hand.
True.
I don't know. What's your favorite burger joint?
My favorite burger joint?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's just, I forget what the name is. It's in Milwaukee. Next time, we'll talk about it next time.
Is it Cops?
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
They were ranked number one. There you go.
It's so good.
Yeah, but it's a chain, which is fine. I'm sure the burger's phenomenal, but, you know, it's kind of... Well, I guess that's why they got to be a chain, though, too. They make a phenomenal cheeseburger. So there you go. All right, we'll be right back with 7,000 Apart, one of my new favorite bands. Happy New Year, everybody. This is Pete Schwabe. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Radio, on the Civic Media Radio Network. Seems to be true. Another night, another dream, but always you.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A new federal indictment accuses New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, who's already charged with using his power to benefit Egypt, of accepting bribes from someone acting on behalf of another government.
According to prosecutors, Menendez has been continuing to receive things of value from the Qataris. At one point, the new indictment says that Menendez was offered luxury wristwatches, among other things, worth between $10,000 and $24,000.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Claudine Gay has resigned as president of Harvard amid allegations of plagiarism and criticism over her testimony at a congressional hearing. An apparent Israeli strike in Beirut, Lebanon, killed six, including the second in command for Hamas. A man who police say breached an emergency exit door at Salt Lake City International Airport and walked out onto the tarmac was found dead inside a jet engine. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The names of six Republicans and one Democrat will appear on Wisconsin's presidential primary ballots for now. That list includes Donald Trump and President Biden. The Presidential Preference Selection Committee met Tuesday morning. Candidates who want to be taken off the list have until the 30th to say so. Candidates who want to be added will have to collect signatures to qualify. Wisconsin's primary is April 2nd. New higher sales taxes are in effect in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Local officials voted for the increase last summer as part of a deal to increase the amount of shared revenue that state government returns to local communities. When combined with the state's 5% sales tax, consumers in Milwaukee are paying a 7.9% sales tax, and in the rest of Milwaukee County, it's 5.9%. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a cloudy sky, maybe a few flurries and lows in the upper 20s. Clouds to start Wednesday, then some sun for the afternoon, a high near 30. A mix of sun and clouds and upper 20s on Thursday. Clouds return for Friday, high temperatures in the mid-30s. Current temp is 30.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
So he's leaving the light. He's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. This is Conrad. Well, Pete took the day off. We have a great guest joining right now, old pop duo 7,000 Apart, and they are going to perform two songs for us live in the studio. But in the meantime, we hope you had a great day after New Year's. We just want to relax, chill, and talk on Nightlight. Here on Nightlight, we like to talk about entertainment. Well, the rest of the day is usually for politics and stuff like that, so we just want to relax. We hope you enjoy 7,000 Apart.
So, I don't know if having 7,000 Apart in the studio constitutes a holiday, but it's like a little break in the routine. How are you guys?
We're doing good. I'm getting over a cold.
Yeah.
I was super sick over the holidays, but I'm doing better now. Yeah.
You got better just in time to be here because you got some big stuff coming up.
Yes.
7,000 Apart is a music duo from Green Bay, Green Bay based, but they travel all over the place and they are heading to Sweden soon. We had them on the show a few weeks ago and they were great. You were just about to do a show here in Green Bay down the street at Hagermeister. How did that go?
It was beautiful. It was a really, really nice night. It was a little bit of a different vibe than what we normally do. We got to do some Christmas songs, get to sing a little Oh Holy Night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was a good evening.
Yeah, very intimate. It was just very nice and cozy for Christmas, I think.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you do stuff like that often? I mean, you guys have kind of your own sound. Is that, how much of a departure is that when you do Christmas songs, especially Oh Holy Night?
I mean, our sets contain like so many different types of genres too. Okay. And so like, it's definitely different. We normally don't bring out the piano and do like a big ballad because that doesn't work in like high like energy bars or
the
whatever.
Bar crowd, yeah.
But when we get one of those intimate crowds, we absolutely love to just.
It's kind of what we're best at though, I would say, actually.
Yeah. But it doesn't always, the vibe isn't always there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what you should do? Next time you're in a bar crowd and everyone's rowdy, reenact the manger scene on Christmas Eve. That'll go over gangbusters.
We'll try it.
They're a music duo from Green Bay. And for those of you that didn't hear them a few weeks ago, tell us your story. You have a very interesting background of how you guys met. Amelie and John comprises 7,000 Apart. You're one half. Each of you are one half. How did you meet and how did this endeavor start?
Yeah, we were actually just 17 years old at Preble High School. I had just come from Sweden. I was doing an exchange year and I sat in music theory class, fourth period, and across from me is this dude. And we were very competitive. And so we would compete on Fridays about like, we do like music theory competitions in class, was really fun.
It's like the most nerdy thing you can
do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we would go like girls against guys. And we would always be paired up because we were the nerdiest ones, you know. And so that's kind of how we got to know each other.
We ended up dating that whole school year. Yeah. And then we ended up being long distance when Amelie went back to Sweden. And we did that for 3 years.
And that's where the name comes from, right? You were 7,000 kilometers apart.
4,462.5 miles or something in that range.
Something like that,
Well, let's go with the metric system for this one, right? And it's okay. If you're nerdy, but you're really good at something, then it's cool to be, especially music. I mean, my God, who doesn't want to be a singer or a musician? That's pretty cool. What do you guys, how would you identify your style? Because on your website, I think it said, where was that? I had that here. Well, how do you?
We say like indie pop. I think that's the easiest. That's the thing that like, you know, surrounds the most of what we do.
Independent, because we do it all ourselves.
Yeah. And then pop because we try to write catchy stuff, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Okay. This is what I was looking for. Alt pop duo. How do you define alt pop?
So the alt is just like, we do use a lot of like rock elements, especially in our latest a couple of releases, so that's more like where the alt comes from. So, but alt and indie, they can be like,
it's basically an explanation of like, you don't really know how to describe it, so it goes into the ulterior category.
I'm an alt pop talk show host.
Alternative,
that's how I like
category.
Yeah. So that's so cool. So what is working the road like for a married music duo? Is that make it easier or more difficult?
I think it would probably depend on the couple, but I think for us, it's amazing. We get to travel and see a lot of different places, and it's really nice. Like, we're amazing. Like, we're really good friends, and so just getting to see, like, a lot of the U.S. and the world and stuff is really fun, and getting to not have to, I don't know, like go home and explain what your job is. Is kind
yeah,
of fun too.
And also yeah, like right. not feeling like you're leaving your family behind when you go right. on tour, because I know that's so hard for a lot of families. We just go together. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's huge. And it's good that you do. It would be ironic if you didn't travel well together.
Yeah.
Like, we're great on stage. We're great at home. It's oh, those car trips are murder.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to play something for us today?
Yeah, we'd love to.
I mean, you have the guitar. Why not?
Yeah,
right?
We do. Let's start off with one of our latest singles. It's called White Noise.
Very cool. 7,000 apart.
Living in a blur feels like a different world. Living ain't the same. Now it ends a different way. Home's got a different meaning, yeah. Home's got a different feeling, and we can get away. Love is white noise. I wish I had a choice. I wanna kiss, wanna hug, wanna dance in a crowd. Yeah, love is white noise. Guess that's how it goes. I wanna run, wanna go, wanna scream aloud. White noise, white noise. White noise, white noise. When I go to sleep, I better have a fantasy. Like Alice walking around in a twisted wonderland. Will it suck us in? Home's got a different meaning, yeah. Home's got a different feeling, and we can get away. Life is white noise. I wish I had a choice. I wanna kiss, wanna hug, wanna dance in a crowd. Yeah, life is white noise. Guess that's how it goes. I wanna run, wanna go, wanna scream aloud. White noise, white noise. White noise, white noise. Yeah, yeah. White noise, white noise. White noise. I know it's temporary, 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 but it feels like forever. Yeah. Well, I know it's temporary, 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 but it feels like forever. Well, I know it's temporary, 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 but it feels like forever. Life is white noise. I wish I had a choice. I wanna kiss, wanna hug, wanna dance in the crowd. Yeah, life is white noise. I guess that's how it goes. I wanna run, wanna go, wanna scream aloud. White noise, white noise. White noise, yeah, yeah. White noise. Life is a white noise.
Oh, man. You're rocking that cold. That's like, you have like a very cool bluesy sound you didn't have last.
Yeah, we're vibing today.
It's like she could just be sick all the time. It'd be amazing. Yeah. You know?
How can you? There was a Friends episode like that where Phoebe liked the way her voice sounded. Yes. She tried to stay sick the whole time. Probably harder than it sounds.
Oh, definitely.
That was great. So what do you guys do? When, like, I did stand up for like 10 years and toured all over the place in my 20s. And I would go to the mall during the day. Ideally, if I liked the guy I was working with, we'd go together, we'd get lunch. But it's killing a lot of time. What is the road like for you guys? Do you practice during the day? Do you hang out, try to see some sites? What do you do?
So normally we mostly play in Wisconsin. So we actually just drive to the venue from home and then we play and then we drive home. So that's more what we do. But we have gone on a bunch of...
That's been like, since COVID, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, COVID shut everything down. But we have been on a couple of tours since then. And we did more touring out of state, outside of Wisconsin before then. And so... Yeah, what would we do? I think we, you don't have time for, at least we didn't. We drove like long enough when we try to sleep in as long as we possibly can, you know?
It's like 7 hour drives and then you play for an hour and you have sound check and then you tear down and sell merch and then
and you're off
kind
to the
of
next place. But if we do have time, we try to tour to places where we know people. Because then we get to see our friends.
Check out the cities too. Yeah.
Paid vacation. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like when they can show us around a city, that's so much more fun.
Right.
Because they know the places, you know, and you're not just touristing, but you're kind of get a feel for how it is to be there.
Yeah. So, okay. So that's interesting. Last time you guys were here and we were kidding around saying, oh, what if you have marital problems, the band, and you're going to call it this. But what do you like? Okay. So let's say you're on stage and the crowd is not with you.
Uh-huh.
Just like I'm equating it to a stand-up deal.
Yeah.
And you get, have you been heckled? And what do you do if you sense the crowd just isn't with you?
Yeah, there's definitely like a few ways to go about that. Because we play a lot of places where we could be the main attraction, you know, but we also could be just background music. And how do you win them over, right?
Right.
And so I think a part of what we do is we try to talk to them, like, first of all. Like, it's a lot of bands just kind of play, and that's cool in itself. But we really try to
build
talk
a relationship
between songs.
Yeah.
We tell our story. Some people can connect with that, think that's pretty cool.
It's kind of like going on a date, I would
say. Yeah, it is.
Like,
you're kind of dating your audience, you know?
So you have to kind of, like, ask them questions and, like, just treat it like a relationship, I guess, in some ways.
Yeah, and we're starting to get a following now, so we see like familiar faces in the audience.
Yeah.
And as long as you have like one person that you can like really connect to, it gets a lot easier. But if we have one of those audiences that are just like, nah, we're just ignoring you, we kind of treat it like paid practice.
Just play through it, right?
Yeah, we just play because like sometimes that's the job, you know?
Yeah.
And that's okay too. Of course, it can be a little heartbreaking when you don't get that applause after you do like this big song, like I play like Adele or something and you get no applause and you're just dead and you're just like but at least we get to do music and at least we're there and we get paid, and
so
it's awesome.
Yeah, that's interesting. You said Adele. What when you do a set, what is the ratio of like original music to covers? Because people want covers sometimes.
It's
big, you know. But how do you negotiate that? If they're really into your stuff, do you play fewer covers? How does that work?
Yeah, so it very much depends on who's booked us, if it's like us booking or if it's through
Festival
a booking agency, how long of a gig it is. So I would say if it's like an hour or less, I would say we do all originals, maybe throw in like Dancing Queen by ABBA,
nice.
To, you know. If it's 2 hours, I would say we do like maybe 50-50 or maybe even more originals than that. But as soon as we get up to like the 3-4 hours, that becomes like more, we're there more as like an entertainment.
You're like a jukebox
band.
Or something.
Yeah, a little bit. And sometimes we take requests. We
but
can
people,
be really fun.
People have been like, oh, I don't want to offend you, but I actually love your originals more than the covers. And
which
I'm like,
the best.
How on earth
how
was
that offensive? Like,
how dare you, sir?
How dare you say you're better than Adele? That's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I would say we try to sneak in more originals in like the first set, because that's when we're like presenting ourselves like, hey, this is who we are. And
if you grab them right away, maybe you get a sense of how the originals will go throughout.
And then
the
if we need to like, because we have a lot of originals, wouldn't say we have 4 hours of originals, especially not like high up-tempo, energy ones. It would be a lot of ballads there at the end, and I don't think that would buy.
You never know. Hey, I'm talking to 7,000 Apart, my new favorite Green Bay band. They're with me for another segment. We have to do just a little bit of business here, and we'll be right back. And you guys are going
to
play another song, right?
Yeah.
All right. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jack, and don't you come back no
more. Oh, woman, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. We have 7,000 apart joining us right now. We hope you had a great day after New Year's, and we hope you enjoy. Here is 7,000 apart.
Hanging out with 7,000 apart for the second time in my short radio career. Thanks for coming in again, you guys. This is so great.
Thank you for having us again.
So you said earlier you split time between the Green Bay area and Sweden, your Amelie's hometown or home country. What's that like? Are the crowds different?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Where are they better one place or just different? Or how would you?
They're just different. I mean,
we've spent so much time getting to know like the Wisconsin crowd, you know? And so we kind of know what they like, what songs they're going to make them tick, you know?
Yeah.
And then we get to Sweden and nothing makes sense.
How so? Yeah. Like, how's.
We played at this pub that's like one of the oldest pubs in Stockholm.
Yeah, it's in a building that's from the 1600s.
And it's very much a pub vibe, and like I think they expect a lot more rock, and we come in as like a pop band, and so it's.
But then they really loved "Zombie" by the Cranberries.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
But they didn't really like love "Living on a Prayer" by Bon Jovi, and I'm like,
we're super
but what
confused.
Do you want?
Like, can't make sense of it. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's I think people just like have a different sense of songs they like and. Mm-hmm. And but they love the originals too.
Yeah,
so it's like, and I guess when we're in Sweden, like people are, a lot of the venues, people have been like, "You are the best band we've ever had at this venue," and I think that's crazy, but I think it's also like we play so much here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I don't think that band. There aren't as many opportunities in Stockholm and Sweden to play. Huh. We don't have as many like the whole cover band scene is not really a thing. You might have it for your wedding, but like that's it. And there aren't that many venues that do live music. And so, like, we are so rehearsed, you know, because we played so much here that when we go over there, they're like, whoa, you know?
They might do, like, one or two shows a month, and we do, like, 20 to 25 a month during summer.
So you have a lot of downtime, it sounds like. Or are there enough places where you can stay busy?
We have everything else to do, you know? Like,
writing,
recording. We try to focus our live playing here, and then we go into the studio there. So we have a studio, our own studio there. So we write and record and do the other, you know, the admin stuff, answering emails and
the less fun
planning
stuff.
The tours and all
put
of
that. Put your executive skills to good use.
Yes.
So where can people learn more about you guys? I know you have a website. You want to do a plug here for the website?
Yeah, just 7000apart.com. So 7000 as in the number, 7000apart.com.
Or type it in on Google.
Yeah.
And we're
we'll
everywhere.
Pop up, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys popped up right away. That's how okay. You guys got another song you want to play for us?
Yeah, we'd love to.
All right. Let's hear it. This is 7000 Apart joining me in studio tonight.
The song is called No Is a Nice Word. Am I already in your past? Did you know this wouldn't last? Already broke. Did we go up in smoke? Am I a burnout cigarette that you won't light up again? A silhouette you already regret. No is a no is a no is a nice word if you say it, if you mean it. No. No is a no is a no is a nice word if you say it, if you mean it, no. I Am I stuck on the other side? Do I ever cross your mind? Never there. Oh, do you care? Are you ready to move on? Am I already gone? Just look at me. Oh, will you say? No, it's a no.
I love the guitar on that one.
Thank you.
Just the acoustic, because it sounds so crisp. That's just so. I don't know how you do those bar chords. I've been playing the guitar poorly for like 30 years, and I still have to, like, my whole face goes into convulsions when I try to hit the bar chord. It's terrible.
I will do like F and B minor, and then like I'm done. I'm done.
I'm talking like I'm an actual musician, which I am not. Let me make that very clear. That was a great song.
Thanks.
So you guys, you've been working with a producer in Nashville, it says, on your website, too. Yeah. How's that going? Is it hard to find a producer that really gets you, that you mesh with?
Yes. I would say it is tricky. And also, like, being on the same schedule is also hard.
Oh, yeah. She's amazing.
She's incredible. We are so honored that we get to work with her. She won a Grammy, and she works with, like, the best people in Nashville.
Manuel Miranda, like, Hans Zimmer.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Babyface, like. She's won Grammys already, and she's like in her mid 30s. And the only challenge is that she's so busy. Like,
and she's in Nashville, and so it can be hard to communicate and get things done on time. And like, so that's been a struggle. But otherwise, we've absolutely adored working with her. She's really like helped us, I would say, with our sound and trying to figure out who we are. And she's done some really cool stuff with our songs. But actually, for these latest songs that we released, John produced them like to 80%. And then she kind of did the last 20 just to put her little sparkle on.
Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
But John is super good too.
That's fantastic. Well, that's great that you can do it yourself too. And you guys, you have to come back. I know you're leaving, but you got to come back.
We'd love to.
All right. Have a safe trip.
Thank you so much.
A great time in Sweden.
Yeah,
Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. You too, guys. That's 7,000 Apart joining me in the studio again. So much fun as always. We'll do it again soon. Thanks to my guests tonight, Amelie and John of 7,000 Apart.
Thanks for joining in on this January 2nd. We hope to see you again tomorrow for another hour show. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Alding.